This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد The title of our khutbah is Aiming High or in Arabic علو الهمة Someone in their 30s asked me He said, what is wrong if friends in their 30s who are working professionals get together every night or so and play video games together. And of course, the answer is that that is not haram. And in today's culture, it is not shameful for grown men to play games. But this khutbah is an answer to what is wrong with that. When you consider aiming high, when you consider ulu al-himma, it's not a matter of halal or haram anymore. It's not a matter of makruh or mustahab. It's a matter of where you are and where you could be or where you should want to be. We begin with this hadith narrated by At-Tabarani where the Prophet ﷺ was returning from one of his journeys. So he stopped by the place of a Bedouin Arab in the desert. And the Bedouin hosted them and he honored them. He was hospitable to them. And so when they were about to leave, the Prophet ﷺ told him, إِذَا جِئْتَ الْمَدِينَةَ فَأْتِنِي If you ever come to Medina, then come to me or visit me. Days passed, and then the Bedouin man came. And he stayed for a while with the Prophet ﷺ. And when he wanted to leave, the Prophet ﷺ told him, سَلْنِي Ask me, يعني ask for whatever you want. And the man could have asked for his dua to be mustajab, responded to. He could have asked for shahada, he could have asked for al-jannah. But he said, أَسْأَلُكَ دَابَّةً أَرْكَبُهَا أَسْأَلُكَ دَابَّةً أَرْكَبُهَا He said, I asked you for a riding animal, for something for me to ride, a beast for me to ride. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a camel. He said, سَلْنِي Ask me. He said, وَأَسْأَلُكَ كَلْبًا يَحْرُسُ غَنَمِي And I ask you for a dog to guard my sheep and my goats. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him that. He said, سَلْنِي Ask. He said, وَأَسْأَلُكَ جَارِيَةً تَخْدُمُ أَهْلِي And I ask you for a servant girl so she can assist and serve my wife. So the Prophet ﷺ then tells him, and after he granted him that, أَعَجِزْتَ أَن تَكُونَ كَعَجُوزِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Were you unable or couldn't you be like the old lady from Bani Israel? And so the companions asked him, who was the lady from Bani Israel? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Musa alayhi salam, he wanted to depart and leave with his people, they said that the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam from before, he ordered us not to leave this area unless we take him with us. Yani we take his body with us. So Musa alayhi salam said, where is the grave of Yusuf? They said, no one knows it except for an old lady. So they took him to her. And he asked her, where is the grave of Yusuf alayhi salam? She said, Wallahi, I won't show it to you until you give me what I ask. So he said, what is it that you ask? She said, An urafiqaka fil jannah, that I be with you in al-jannah, meaning in your same level of al-jannah. So an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching this man, aim high, ask for something great. The Prophet of Allah is asking you, what do you want? Ask me whatever you want. And he just asked for a camel. And there are people who have thousands of camels. Then he asked for a dog. People have dozens of dogs. And then servants. Some people have hundreds of servants. That's all you ask for. Look what this old lady asked for. She asked to be with one of the five greatest prophets, to be in his level in Al-Jannah. And just to complete the narration, by the way, Musa alayhi salam, the narration says he hesitated. Like he thought it was too much to ask to be at the level of Jannah of the prophets just for pointing me in the direction of a grave. And so when he hesitated, Allah revealed to him to grant her and to accept to her demand, because she was deserving of it, and she deserved it because she asked for it. Also narrated by At-Tabarani and by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مَعَالِيَ الْأُمُورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah loves the best and the highest of all affairs. يعني يُحِبُّ مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَعْلَاهُ, in wealth, in business, in sadaqah, in marriage, Allah Azza wa Jal loves that you do it to the best of your ability, and that you do a good job in it, and that you choose the best in it. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مَعَالِيَ الْأُمُورِ وَأَشْرَافَهَا وَيَكْرَهُ سِفْسَافَهَا, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the highest and best of all affairs, and its most honorable, and He hates and He dislikes the lowest and unworthy and things of no benefit, that actions and things that bring no benefit to the person doing it and no benefit whatsoever. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. It's like saying, race to do good things, race towards the good deeds. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, وَلَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ عُقَلَاءُ كُلِّ أُمَّةِ, that he's saying that there is consensus amongst the wise of every nation, أَنَّ مَنْ أَرَادَ الرَّاحَ تَرَكَ الرَّاحَ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ النَّعِيمَ تَرَكَ النَّعِيمَ, that whoever wants comfort, he leaves comfort. Meaning, if you want to be comfortable, meaning later on, then you're going to leave comfort now. You can't be comfortable now and later on. Meaning you're going to work hard, put comfort aside for now, and you will get comfort later on. When whoever wants to rest, he leaves rest. Meaning you want to rest later, you leave resting for now and work hard for now. وَأَنَّ مُكَابَدَةِ الْأَهْوَالِ وَتَحَمُّلِ الْمَشَاقِّ بِهَا تَأْتِي مَعَالِ الْأُمُورِ, that he said that struggling against difficulties and bearing calamities, with these things you reached مَعَالِ الْأُمُورِ, the highest of all affairs. That is the formula. He said that all wise people from all nations agreed upon. In Sahih al-Bukhari, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى. If you ask Allah for al-Jannah, then ask Him for the highest level, al-Firdaus, the highest level of al-Jannah. No one asks to be put in the lowest level or the middle level. Ask for the highest. Aim high even in your dua. And then he continues, it is the highest of al-Jannah, the highest level. And it is the middle of al-Jannah. And for those who are confused, the scholars said, it's like a dome shape. So if you have something that's a semicircle like this, then the middle will be the highest and the middle as well. So, and its ceiling is Arsh al-Rahman, the throne of al-Rahman, and from it all the rivers of al-Jannah flow. So aiming high in dua. And we also see this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says upon the tongue of the righteous, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. It doesn't say, and make us, وَجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, make us from amongst the righteous, but he says, make us imams for the muttaqeen, meaning make us leaders for the muttaqeen, make us righteous role models for the believers. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, رضي الله عنه, he used to say, إِنَّ لِي نَفْسًا تَوَّاقًا, that I have a soul or myself is very ambitious. تَاقَتْ إِلَى الْإِمَارَةِ فَنَالَتْهَا. So I desired to be in imara, in leadership position, like governor, mayor, and I got that. And then I wanted the khilafa, فَنِلْتُهَا, and I wanted the khilafa, and I became the khalifa. And now myself, my soul is longing and wanting al-jannah. وَأَرْجُو بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْ أَنَالَهَا. And I hope with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal that I will get that as well. We all know the story of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu when he was a young boy and he didn't even reach maturity yet. But he aimed high. And he told a boy from the Ansar who was about his age that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ are still alive, let us seek knowledge from them and learn from them. And the young man tells him, and then what? What are you going to become? He said, then we become scholars. He said, people have Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. Do you think they're going to look at you? And then time passes, and Abdullah ibn Abbas is from the great scholars of the Ummah. And he's at the age of 34 of the major scholars of the Ummah and of the few of the remaining from the companions. Like one sheikh said, he said, I was sitting at a gathering of the great scholar Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah. He said, then an old man leans over to me and he said, you know, me and bin Baz, we started together at the same school, we're at the same level. So I said, I looked at him and I said, then why didn't you try harder so our ummah can have two of bin Baz? And he's saying, why didn't you aim high? أقول قول هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So our point is that we should aim high. We should not be content with remaining wherever we are, dunya and deen wise. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, he used to say, إني لأكره أن أرى الرجل سبهللا. He said, I hate to see a man سبهلل, not achieving anything, he says, continues, not achieving anything in the deen nor the dunya. And he's someone who's just content being wherever he is, whether it means income-wise, wealth-wise, deen or dunya-wise, just content being in his same place. And from that should be a lesson for us to also aim high for our children. And with them being excited about things, not just parents that are constantly pushing and forcing things down their throat, but aiming high for our children. Yani when we look at the numbers of parents who care about their children memorizing the Quran or learning the deen, it's really small in comparison to how much parents care that their child is good at chemistry and physics and mathematics, and they shuttle them back and forth from soccer classes and sports and swimming. No one is saying there's anything wrong with that. We're saying, compare the care in general parents give those kinds of things to memorization, to learning the religion, to learning their deen, knowing the seerah, knowing the Quran. So and they'll push the child to aim high when it comes to the dunya. B's are not acceptable, C's are not acceptable, just a bachelor's is not acceptable. You have to go higher and higher and higher. In every position they want a higher salary and better, you know, higher ranking and so on and so forth, and an update to a better home, an upgrade to a better car. But when it comes to the deen, many parents, and we're not accusing anyone, especially in this room, but many parents are very content with the bare minimum. Fast your 5, and when Ramadan comes, pray, and when you become an old man, inshallah, go to Hajj. And that's the equivalent of a mother telling her child, why are you studying late and getting A's and B's? Just C's, just make it by, just get by. We aim low when it comes to our deen. And on that note, I have to bring this up. I was recently surprised at how many parents encourage their children to learn an instrument. Yeah. And طبعاً you say something like this, oh, you religious people, you don't understand art and you don't have the finer side of... Bala finer side, bala nira. Okay? To master an instrument, you need to practice it for 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours. Your son, your daughter, sitting, blowing on a clarinet, or blowing on a flute, or screeching on a violin, 10,000 hours before they become experts. You know what 10,000 hours means? It means, imagine, that they would wake up from 8 in the morning and practice without stopping for a bathroom or anything. Practice nonstop from 8 in the morning until 8 p.m. 12 hours a day for 2.2 years, 7 days a week. Can you imagine the amount of time it takes to master an instrument? And then at the end, what's going to happen? يعني, what benefit is this going to bring for the ummah? What benefit is this going to bring to them? And if you now, if we put the Quran in the forefront of our mind, does it take 2.2 years of 7 days a week, 12 hours a day to memorize the Quran? Nothing comparable to that. Nothing comparable to that. There are programs where people can memorize the Quran in 2 months. And there's another program where people can memorize the Quran in a month. But the point is not the attack on art and mush'arif ish. The point is that look at the time we will dedicate to other things versus the time we will dedicate to the Quran, the time we'll dedicate to the deen. And all that comes into play when we look at ulu wal himma, aiming high, to be our best in deen and in dunya. Allahumma ja'alna min ashab al himam al aliyah. وجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا فاللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله